We have is none other than our good friend Greg Willie with the Friendship APL. You are the first in-studio guest for us on the show in probably 3.5 months.
Yeah, I'm happy to be behind the curtain here.
Yeah, that's right. The stylish shower curtain that we have up here in the studio. So we're having a great time here in studio, and always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. How are
you? Oh, yeah, it's great to be here. I'm always happy to come in and see you guys. I mean, it's so much fun meeting with you guys and talking about everything that's going on. So I love it. I love hearing about your newborn. Yeah, that's really exciting, and that your dog's getting along, which is like we were talking about, is always hit or miss. So, you know, we're happy to hear that things are going well, knock on wood.
Yes, exactly. Knock on wood. Hopefully that continues. But 7 weeks old now, he and the dog get along just great. My guess is they'll probably grow up and be best friends. That's my guess.
So That'd be awesome. Grow up together. He'll be palling around and gosh knows how long, you know, until the your kid, you can't even think about that. That's so crazy. Like your kid will be in middle school or what have you, and you'll still be his pal. So that's really cool.
Absolutely. Well, there's lots to talk about here today. And I want to begin with this time of the year, which brings with it a certain set of circumstances, especially with dogs, the sensitivity with their ears. I know about a week or so ago, you had spoke to the Chronicle Telegram briefly about this. You know, we're in that time of year where fireworks have a tendency of going off 3-4 o'clock in the morning, depending on where you live, and that can sometimes wreak havoc with dogs. So any advice you can give in that regard?
Yeah, it's one of those things. I wish, you know, we had designated spaces or designated places where people could go where they're not firing them off in backyards. I mean, I understand that. I always don't want to be the guy that rains on everybody's parade. And I know that a lot of places are canceling their fireworks displays, and so people are kind of, you know, taking it upon themselves to fire them off in the backyard. And there are a lot of reasons why this is terrible, but largely speaking, it is a real panic-inducing thing for a lot of pet owners out there. A lot of dogs that become really riled up and really anxious, and a lot of times are hiding in closets. A lot of people are actually having to medicate animals and give them something to help calm them down during this. A lot of the dogs with real super sensitivity, Dobermans, Shepherds, those types of dogs tend to suffer this the worst of all the dogs. So, you know, I just, you know, be sensitive to your neighbors. I also always like to remind people that also that, you know, this can be for people like soldiers returning from war, people suffering from PTSD and everything else. This also adds to that fear and anxiety for them as well. So just be really sensitive. You know, the same thing that we're celebrating sometimes causes other people to have to really experience some pain and anxiety. So I always want people to be considerate when you're firing those off in your backyard. Sometimes it's not even a bad idea to go and just knock on a door and say, hey, I'm going to do this, or put up some signs and say, hey, I'm going to have a block party, or I'm having this, so that everybody's kind of aware that you're doing it. So it's not just random booms and bangs that really tend to scare a lot of people. So, just be sensitive and a good neighbor. That's all I just really want to say.
It's simple advice and it should work. Simple yet motivating. Now, this whole pandemic, everybody's kind of gone through a different experience with this. And you were telling me before, look, it affects everything that you guys do, and it affects everything that everybody does in some form or fashion. Now, you were telling me earlier, too, that it seems like this has had a more profound impact on the way you guys have had to handle cats and kittens. You were telling me you're over 400?
No, 200. 202. Okay. Cats this month alone that we've taken into the shelter just in this month. So 202 cats and kittens that have come into the shelter from a variety of sources and a variety of places. We got 47 cats and kittens out of one home in Elyria. And these cats and kittens, this person's losing their home and has nowhere to take them. And so we end up with these 47 cats and kittens. And I'm telling you, I have a wait list that is, you know, 60-70 people strong of people waiting to bring animals into us due to health reasons, due to financial crises. And I can only anticipate that actually kind of getting worse going up. A lot of people just can't afford medical bills or choosing to get the vet care that they're cats and dogs need. So these are just, it's just a compounded crisis. There's just lots of stuff going on. And these are the you know, it's oftentimes, you know, the weakest, the frailest, those that are unable to speak, the children, the animals, that really suffer a lot during these times, you know, that feel the brunt of this.
And with dogs, too, I know this isn't just dogs. This is something you guys try and do with all of the animals that go through the adoption process. You guys were doing a delivery service there for a while. Are you guys still doing that?
So puppies we're delivering out, and we find this is a really good way to do it with the delivery thing. So what we do is we have people email adoptions@friendshipapl.org with their applications. We filter them into a Facebook page where they get to see the puppies, that, and then they basically pick from the puppies that are there that they want, and then we deliver them. And that way we avoid people crowding at our shelter and people coming to the shelter and walking through, and we can focus on people that are there to adopt cats and adopt adult dogs in the shelter and keep the numbers down, because puppies tend to draw lots and lots of people to a place. So the deliveries worked out really well at keeping our numbers down within the shelter itself.
Well, it seems like that's not too surprising, right? People want to come in and see puppies before they adopt them. But with the way you guys have worked this thing out, the delivery process seems like it's been pretty efficient for you so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, people kind of know what they want in a puppy. A puppy is kind of a puppy. So long as you get the breed that you're looking for, the type or the size or the you know, the personality type. And a lot of them, a lot of the puppies that we have coming in come in through a rescue group we work with called Geauga Rescue Moms and Pups. And a lot of times these people are those. That group and working in collaboration with our foster teams work together, and they foster all these moms and puppies that they rescue out of high-risk shelters in everything from Southern Ohio to Cleveland City Kennels to Lorain County Dog Warden, all the way out to, you know, some shelters that are really hard hit in rural communities like West Virginia and Kentucky. And they bring these moms and puppies and they raise them. And a lot of times they're posting pictures throughout the time on there. So the people have actually seen them being in the foster homes, kind of know what's coming up, see their personality that way. And then when they go onto the Facebook page, they're ready to adopt and pull the trigger because they've seen them and they've kind of known what they're all about. So it's kind of a really fun and different way of looking at things, because you kind of, once you're kind of in that pool, you get to see a lot more.
Good stuff. Again, Greg Willie with the Friendship APL joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We mentioned earlier, benchmark moment, first in-studio guest since things kind of got shut down during the pandemic. Now, the pandemic also, of course, forced you guys to push a few events back.
Yep.
My wife and I were all excited to go to the Wags to Riches event when it was originally scheduled for April. But then, of course, we ended up having a kid about a month later, yep, and that forced everything to get pushed back. But you guys have gotten very creative with Wags to Riches. You guys have made this a virtual event.
Yeah, so what we did was we took all the prizes. See, we had all these prizes all the way since April. So we've been sitting on all the donations that come in from our volunteers, our board members, a lot of businesses throughout Lorain County and beyond. And they give us all these baskets and goodies and gift cards and gift certificates. And that's what made Wags to Riches so special, is you used to be just wrapped. I mean, like everywhere you look, there were just these raffle baskets with all these prizes in them. Well, what we did was we took all those raffle baskets and prizes and condensed them into even bigger baskets and bigger prizes, and we put them all online. So if you go to www.friendshipapl.org/events, you will see our Wags to Riches prizes, and you can bid on those auction items now and take a chance. And it's just a kind of a pick a prize raffle. You buy like 10 tickets. It virtually puts them into the basket that you picked, and then it's going to virtually draw it and tell you who won. And we're going to be doing this for three rounds over the next 3 weeks. And the first week is wrapping up right now. And for all the ladies out there listening, there's a chance to win two Coach purses on that page. And it's been really, really exciting, really popular. We also have a vitamin that you can win and some other really cool things that you really want to go take a look at. But in this one, for this purposes of this, our next one has an Indians package. One of our board members works for the Cleveland Indians, and we also have a relationship with the local Cleveland photographer, Janet McCoska, and she donated a bunch of autographed merchandise from the Cleveland Indians, including a cool Kenny Lofton autographed picture, and then we also have a whole bunch of Francisco Lindor autograph merch in there too, a picture as well as a baseball. We have, it's really, really cool. We have a Ramirez hat, we have a Santana jersey in there. It's just all full of really, really cool stuff. And for anybody out there that's a pasta lover, we have a Terry Francona pasta sauce in there as well, his own home brand of pasta sauce. It's really, really cool. So yeah, we're gonna, in the next third round, we have all this, we have I think it's three different holes for golf courses throughout Lorain County. It's a really cool package if you're into golfing. We have, like, you'll get to go to Creekwood and all these different ones that are out there, and Mallard Creek. So you can go play some golf, and that's one of the good things you can still kind of do during this time is go play 18 holes out there. So there's lots of really cool items in there, and lots of cool gift cards. I mean, a lot of these baskets are valued at over, at least $150, $200. So it's really awesome.
Wow. Tell you what, those last two gift baskets are right up my alley. So I might have to unload my paycheck and try and win those last two, baby. That sounds like a lot of fun, a lot of cool Indians merchandise, a lot of great golf opportunity in there as well. And I think that's the cool thing, too, the complexity of these gift baskets. It really seems like there's something for everybody.
Yes, there is. There's a lot of guys' stuff in there. There is a lot of stuff for women in there. There's a lot of spa packages. If you're looking for something to just relax and unwind, then there's a lot of alcohol. There's a lot of wine in these. Because we usually do a wine pool that has lots and lots of bottles of wine. So we have lots of wine in each of these things as well. So, there's going to be, so if you just need something to help you relax and unwind, we've got something for you as well. So yeah, you go out and check it out. It's a lot of fun, and we're not looking for people to dump their paycheck in there. It starts, 10 bucks is plenty, and 10 bucks really goes a long way to helping us save a life, and we have a lot of animals that really, really need care right now that are coming in pretty rough shape.
So, Rocco, we throw this your direction, my friend. There's all kinds of good stuff in there, perhaps some really, really nice gifts you can get the lady friend. You've got all kinds of options.
I probably owe her a gift or two from maybe being a little lazier than I should be around the house with some cleaning up. So I may have to go after a Coach Purse.
Coach Purse will always brighten her day, and you win two. You win two Coach Purses. Ooh, so the problem is she's gonna definitely want to go out for a night out with one of those purses. So you gotta follow that up with putting on one of the baskets to win one of the many gift cards we have to go to a restaurant or two, and that where you can take her out and treat her.
Yeah, see, I like that. Thinking long term there, helping me save face a little bit. Good man.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned golf.
Yes.
And what would a calendar year be like if the Friendship APL didn't have their golf outing? Now, this will take place a little bit later on in the summer. It's not going to take place until, I think, the last week of August, correct?
Yeah, August 27th.
And it's not far from here, right? Elyria Country Club?
Yeah, we are so excited to be partnered up with Elyria Country Club this year. They've been great. It's going to be a blast. This is going to be a lot of fun. And it's a great, like I said, a great event to support during these times. There's not a whole lot of things we can do. We're inside and we can have big crowds of people. But this is the one thing that we can do and show support for our animals out there and have a great time while we're doing it. So it's really cool. And it's our animal cruelty tease me off event, and that's what we've done, and it's a lot of fun, and it really helps support our humane program. We were out here late last night in Elyria, or not last night, last week. We were out here with the police department helping them remove a couple of dogs from home. The dogs were severely emaciated, and these are our humane officers and humane teams that go into these areas and go into these homes and help rescue these dogs out of these bad situations alongside our law enforcement.
Well, one of the fascinating things about having you on is you always have an interesting story to tell. In previous interviews with you, we talked about the snake charmer, the guy that came out there with the white pillowcases trying to extract a snake.
Oh, my God, that's my favorite.
You told us a story once when you were, I think you were down in Grafton. You were against the clock trying to rescue some horses. Yeah. And then there was a story about finding the fox in the apartment. And you were telling me earlier today that, you guys have had to get creative with the way people come in and look at cats, too, right?
So yeah, I mean that's the hardship of this whole thing is like how people choose to adopt. And what we find is that a lot of people are going and they use search engines like petfinder.com to find dogs they're looking for. Because if you're looking for, let's say, a poodle in a 50-mile radius, you're probably gonna end up in your search engine of finding 1 to 2 poodles to choose from. However, if you are looking for a tiger stripe domestic short hair cat in a 50-mile radius, you're going to end up with a search engine that loads you down with probably about 10,000 different options to choose from. So it makes it very hard to find a cat online in the traditional way that you might find a dog. So what most people do is they choose a shelter they're comfortable with or that's close to home, and they choose to go there when they're interested in adopting a cat. Now, the problem is most shelters now are not just letting people wander through and take a look, which is the easiest way to find the cat of your dreams. So what we've had to do is, this is the crazy part. So you have to make an appointment. If you're interested in finding a cat for you, and we're hoping that you are out there, if you're looking for a cat, now's the time to come and get a cat, because there are so many great cats at our shelter. But what you have to do is you have to make an appointment by going to adoptions@friendshipapl.org. So you send an email to them and they will schedule an appointment and a time to come down and visit all our cats. And what we've had to do is we actually emptied cats out of this one room, which we called our cattery. And these are little glass, they're not really cages, they're really supersized cages. And we let the cats kind of be free in those cages, and multiple cats to a cage. And we turn those into adoption rooms. So they have a big glass screen in front of us so that we can interact and talk, and you can visit with a cat safely and social distance. But you're basically in a cat cage adopting a cat. So that's really what it's been reduced to at this point. And it is fun. It is exciting. It is, you know, we ask that people be patient with the process. But you do kind of, the coolest thing is usually back in the day, we'd be so busy. A lot of times you didn't feel like you got a lot of attention because there were so many people crowding in there and so many people wanting to adopt. Now you basically get 30 minutes to yourself. So you are basically the center of our world for 30 minutes. And our staff will definitely pamper you and take care of you and make sure, you know, you're walking out of there happy with the cat of your dreams. So it's a really exciting time. It's also the way we're doing dogs as well, but a lot of people come down knowing which dog they definitely want to see or adopt in advance. So you're just coming down there with a specific dog in mind, you visit with it and make sure it's the right one for you. And we have a lot of outdoor areas where people can go and explore with the dog and spend time with them before making that decision. And that feels very easy. But the cats, we really desperately need help. Like I said, we brought in 200 cats this month. So it is, and kittens, and lots of really cute little kittens. So if you're interested in seeing those cats and kittens, please email us at adoptions@friendshipapl.org for a chance to come down and visit with them.
Good stuff. Well, there's certainly a lot that has changed in the last few months. One thing that hasn't changed, we always love having you on. Always such a blast, Greg, to have you here in studio. And
I feel kind of like I'm at a Gallagher show. Like you're going to splatter me with a watermelon at some point.
That's right. You got that big plastic sheet up every time he takes a sledgehammer to the watermelon or whatever it is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe that's the first time that's been mentioned. The thought that you're at a Gallagher concert with all the plastic on.
That's because it just tells my age, actually, a little bit.
If you've had any experience with Gallagher, I think anybody that would walk into the studio, they'd know exactly what you're talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
Well, Greg, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks for stopping in studio, and we certainly hope that folks were able to check out those auction items that are up for bid. And if you have the opportunity, Animal Cruelty, Tease Me Off, one of the most creative golf names for any golf outing out there. Yeah, make sure you check that out as well. Greg, thanks as always for stopping by.
Thank you for having me, man. I always love being here.
Thanks, Greg. Again, that's Greg Willie with the Friendship APO. Joining us here in studio on Bull.